Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Dr. Sylvan Spooner, PhD graduate in history from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, Monday, May 29th, 1978, at approximately 9 a.m., a white South African couple honeymooning across the Caribbean arrived at Grantley Adams International Airport and was promptly refused entry to the island. The couple had arrived on board a Layette aircraft from Martinique. At 5:15 p.m., after a wait of some 8 hours, they were put back onto a Layette aircraft and sent back to Martinique via Trinidad. Given the existing geopolitical climate where South Africa had been ostracized from many segments of global society, the move by Barbadian authorities was a statement of clear intent that it was opposed to the system of apartheid. Immigration officials, when asked why the couple was deported, informed the press corps that the couple did not possess a visa for Barbados and that due to the Barbados government's policy towards apartheid South Africa, they were not allowed to enter the island. However, this was not the first time that a South African citizen had fallen foul of Barbadian immigration officials. According to the Advocate newspaper, 1 week earlier, a white South African who had arrived on the island to attend a tax conference at St. Lawrence Castle was also deported due to the absence of the required visa. This visitor had entered Barbados because of an administrative error, which resulted in his being granted a visa by mistake. Prime Minister Tom Adams, in a swift move to order the deportation, was clear on his government's policy regarding visas and South Africans, and declared that visas were not normally granted to white South Africans domiciled or resident in that country. Adams, a staunch supporter of the anti-apartheid movement, would soften his views somewhat when 2 years later, his government, citing economic and other considerations, allowed the South African Robin Jackman to enter the island, therefore allowing the famous 1981 test match between the West Indies and England to proceed.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.